Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Detweiler is here. Jerry is a 14-year member of our brain trust. She joined us for the first time back in 06. She's one of the top experts on finance and credit for Main Street businesses especially. It says here she's got more than 20 years of experience in this. That means she's probably about 38 years old, maybe 37. Education director for NAV, and she's our good friend Jerry Detweiler. Welcome back.
No, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, congratulations on only being about 38. That's great. So it says it right here, 20 years experience.
That one.
Hey, Jerry, I'm glad you're here, and you've got some great information for us. One of the things that you spend a lot of time doing, and I spend a lot of time talking about, is helping small business owners get the financing that they need. And we've never, in my long career and your almost long career, you and I've never seen capital acquisition and capital sources like small business owners, that whole landscape. We've never seen a landscape like we've had in 2020. What do you think?
No, that's absolutely correct. It's almost like someone just threw the brakes on the freight train, you know,
yeah.
And it has come to a screeching halt. And then we have this, you know, these economic injury disaster loans and PPP loans come out, and those are, you know, those are going full steam, and then they're slowing down. So it has been a crazy, rocky year when it comes to getting financing for your business.
So in terms, let's take for the moment, let's take the government programs out of it for just a minute, and let's just act like if you are a going concern, you're a successful small business. You have been, you've got a balance sheet that is in good shape. You've got the ability to withstand some tough times. How is the credit acquisition, you know, totally separated from the government? Any PPP or EIDL? How are you seeing small business owners' ability to access credit on their own, straight up?
It's very tough, I'm not going to lie. Many lenders have pulled back dramatically. Anything from your credit card to perhaps your line of credit to the bank to a traditional SBA loan, it's very, very tough to access capital right now. Now, one observation, though, Jim, is that I have seen is that some lenders have not taken the route they did in the 2008-2009 mm-hmm. crisis, where they automatically cut everyone's credit line. So even if you had a $50,000 credit limit on your credit card, and suddenly that dropped to $1,000,
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen as much of that, but we have seen some of that.
That actually began in February of 2008. I remember it. People went to bed with $2,000 credit line on their credit card and a $600 balance, thinking they were going to wake up the next morning and start a business on that $1,400. And when they woke up, their credit line went to $600, whatever the balance was. It was completely
yeah.
That was in those days. But now, one thing I want to make sure we do, though, Jerry, and I know you do this. We need to differentiate between your credit card company, a big bank, and a community bank, because those are three different experiences that you'll have when you access credit. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that completely. And then you have to add the online lenders, which, you know, since 2008 have gained a good amount of market share.
And so I should have also thrown in credit unions, community banks / credit unions. I should have said that. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree. And so preserving those relationships is going to be really, really key right now. So if you haven't had the conversation with your banker, you may want to do that. So let them know how things are going. Let them know what you're doing to preserve your business during this tough mm-hmm. time. Because they have to make a risk-reward, you know, decision. And that could include outstanding or existing lines of credit or existing loans. You don't want them to call the loan because they don't understand that you are, you know, doing X, Y, and Z to keep your business going, or that maybe I've heard from businesses, Jim, who are having their best year yet right now yeah. because they happen to be in a particular key industry. Mm-hmm. So I think having that conversation with your lender is really important right now.
Well, and of course, you and I have been telling them for years now that you don't need to wait till there's a crisis to develop a relationship with your banker. I'm going to tell you something. I'm all up in my banker's grill. They're the single. My community bank is the single reason why I'm standing here talking to you today, Jerry. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here. And I don't let them get away from me. I stay close to them. They know what I'm doing. And if you do that long enough, if you do it well enough, all you got to do is email your banker, and then he says, go, come by and sign.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And we saw this firsthand. I know we were talking about traditional lending. We saw this firsthand recently, though. How many small businesses, Jim, had trouble getting PPP because they didn't have a good banking relationship?
And they also, Jerry, this has been something I continue to hear reports about. They were doing business with a large bank, and I've been warning people about that. The large banks are not small business friends. Now, they might be your acquaintance, but they're not going to be your friend when times are tough like a community bank will be. That's my experience, Jerry. What do you think?
We've seen some remarkable stories. There's a bank in Florida that literally worked 24/7 to save, I think, something like 175 jobs in their community mm-hmm. with the PPP program. And they pulled out all stops. And that was a very different experience than some of the small businesses had at some of the big financial
institutions. I like to say, I've been saying that I actually saw some of my bankers breaking a sweat, and I'd never seen them do that before. you're exactly right. So the main thing is, and even though we're coming out of this coronavirus mid pandemic era, moving into some kind of a normalcy in the economy, it's never too late to build a banking relationship, is it?
It's not at all, and in fact, it's a great time to put this foundation in place because, mm-hmm. you know, at NAB, we hear from lenders. They want to start lending again, right? That's how they make money. That's their business.
Jerry, can I have
and
your
so
website,
the better
please?
You can...
Give me your website, please. Jerry, can I have your website?
Yes, it's NAB, NAB.com.
NAB.com, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Paycheck Protection Program and the EIDL loan with Jerry Detweiler, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.